Siman Reish Lamed, we're in Sif Beis. Hanichnas Lamud Es Gronoi. The person is going to measure his estimate, the tool that he has. So we're going to say a bracha. But before we say a bracha, we say a tefillah. So we daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the person should be add a bracha to the kri. Calls to mind, it's not a measured amount. The more it says, the person can send the bracha. The person doesn't, bracha only goes on so much as some in the eye, and it's not visible. Fine. Hiskol Amud Amar Baruch Hashaleach Baruch Hu Bakri Hazeh. Okay, so you say this tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're thanking him for giving a bracha into this pile of tefillah that he has.
So this is after the fact, right? You want to know? It's after everything's been gathered. So you don't say anything after the fact.
No, so you say the tefillah beforehand, and his kolam would omer. So
right, but it's all there already. What's going to be in the garden is already in the garden. This is not before the growing season. This is after we gathered everything.
How Chazal worked, I don't know. But Chazal said, I have my pile there, and calls me, I don't know how much is there. The Bereshim could add more. That's what Chazal is saying. Once I measure, the person can't add anymore. How does he add more? That's his business. He makes things expand.
Right? So why is this word? Then the person comes to the city, has a scream, he says, scream shouldn't be from my house. So if it was his house, the Baruch Hu couldn't change that also.
It's quantum mechanics.
The
until what? You measure it, it's not there. You heard the scream, you know something happened. Mm-hmm. Over here,
The tefillah is there. It can expand. It can get bigger.
No, you see a pile of eggs. You don't know how many eggs are there.
Yeah, right. But they're there.
So I hope there's more than 1,000 eggs, but you don't know. If you hear a scream, you heard a scream. You know what happened.
Okay.
I didn't write the book.
No,
but there's a difference between the two.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Cooper.
Okay. So Hiskol Lomud, you say Baruch Hashaleh Baruch Bekriyaseh. Sif cotton dalit, Baruch Hashalei Baruch. Kosel Yerabba, the Yerber Boloi has cursed Hashem. Dafka Meri Kedai Lulas, or Matsino Shemtich, Kodesh Baruch, Baruch Ablidai, Kodesh Siv, Habiyu, is Kalam Aser, Bukhuna Mazois, Harikosel Lacham Baruch Ablidai. So a person who's going to Maaser for the purposes, is going to be moided for the purposes of taking Maaser, because Maaser, you're supposed to take Maaser of the tool, you're supposed to take you can't do by estimation, you're supposed to give a specific amount. By truma, which is the Kaddish HaChamim, you can give by estimation. Chazar Masakh, you have to give a certain amount, so you can do that, you know, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, but, you know, Chazar gave us three options, it's fine. But with the amount, it doesn't have to be exact. But by Meiser, the Torah said you have to give exactly a tenth. So, in other words, when a person is measuring it for that purpose, there's Haftach, the person says he's going to give me Baruch Ad Blidai. There's going to be a ribuy, which is going to take place due to your process of taking Meister. So this is part of the process. So Enechanami, Pasha Del Yerabba would hold in that situation that there you would be Mavorech B'Shem. You'd say the bracha with the Shem Hashem. No, Baruch Hashem, Leh Bracha B'Kriya Zed. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is much the interesting thing that, you know, the Pasuk is talking about, referring to the mitzvah of Meister of the Torah. So there's Haftacha B'Kadosh Baruch Hu that he will give Bracha Ad Lidai. Here we're talking about Bracha B'Zman, Chumas Meister B'Zman Zed, Meister B'Zman Zed Rabbanon. It's ma'asher of Nali Rab with all reason because you're not doing it for ma'aser purposes. If you do it for ma'aser purposes, you would make a bracha, even though Shumas is only drabonon. The chare the haftacha. So we're understanding that this haftacha that the Bereshim gave a bracha ad blidai applies even to a case of ma'aser mid drabonon, and therefore shayach the bracha b'shem malchus and that, based on that Havtocha. And that's really what's coming out over here. Okay. Okay. Gimel. Anichlus Americhats. Army Rotom of Anacha Shem Lakai, Shtach the Sedal Shalom, Sedal Shalom, Satsilani Mehorda Zeb, Kyotze Bezel Osilob. So we dive in that Americhats is a place of fire, of hot water. But should make sure that nothing dangerous happens over there. The more it talks about, you know, the hot water was below, the floor could cave in, people could fall into the boiling hot water. It's a dangerous thing. And we daven, once Rosh Hashanah saving us from the fire over here, he should save us from the fire of Gehenna also while we're at it. Why not? Always could help. Yotzebel Shalom, Omer, Mordani, the Fanecha, Hashem, Malachai, Shehi Tatani, Mehu'ur Hazeh. Shabura hay and it was Americans. We don't do it nowadays. But why not? Loniskin Elabiyam Shoy Masikan or H Milamata Bahafira Virusim Bambati Milamala Agabi Tikra Shagabo. The way the Americans were set up, there was a fire down below and there was a floor above. And in the floor there was the tub. And the fire was below, so you were raised up on the ground, and you're on this v'yishchashash pentivkas v'yipulu l'soicha. So, if the floor would give way, the person would fall down into where the fire is, which is dangerous. I was on the set. I'm in a town of Bezovis Uleka Sakana. But nowadays the hot water heater is over to the side. We don't have the same level of sakana, so the tefillah is no longer set. Okay. Sharatzin and Sukkot and Zion raises a question that besides the fire, there's also the danger of the hot water. The hot water itself can be dangerous. So he brings over here in Sukkot and Zion. After Rishalmi Omer, the America Shana Nisoik is Omer Mehezekhamen. If the fire is not on, but the water is hot, you still say this tefillah, you daven from the Mehezekhamen, from the hot water. So. Apparently, even if there's no danger of the fire, there's still danger of the hot water. So why don't we say that nowadays, at least? A person can be careful. So I'm not sure exactly how. See, ask your favor if you please don't interrupt what I'm saying. Share, saying a lot of people. Okay. Thank you. So exactly how that was set up that the Bach feels and that once upon a time the Yerushalmi saying there was more of a concern of the hot water. Nowadays it's less of a concern the way it's set up. I'm not sure. I'm not so convinced that nowadays we don't have this problem. There are people which do get affected by it. By the things have happened, so maybe we should be saying this tefillah. So Mishabur ends up with a tzarachiyun. Why we don't say this tefillah anymore? Okay, Dalad Hanichlus lahakiz dam Armi hirotzen lofanecha Hashem malakai sheyesik zelid refuah kirefichin amotam. So before a person goes to makiz dam, the person davens that this which he's doing should be effective for refuah for the person. Mr. Bruce can say that it's love dafka makiz dam. It's any procedure a person is doing for refuah purposes. Really, you should say this tefillah. That this esek should be the refuah. V'achar shehikas amar baruch refei chuli. Okay.
Some people say it even if you're taking medication, but I think it's not mukhrach. Is that right?
My understanding is that really you should say it for medication also. Uh-huh. Okay, Mishabura Sivkat and Rav Lahakiz Dam. Who adin lechol midi the refuah yermer zeh? So he understands this. It means any. It's lav dafka hakosas dam. The point is over here. We should ask that it should be for refuah. Liyachshu shiya eizah dabra zeh refuah el yadei bari yisparach. And the point over here is, this is what helps us remain, keep our focus, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of refuah, not the procedures are the source of refuah. Okay, let's see. Take a look over here in the Shar HaTziyun. So in Sukkot Nechess, he says that any type of refuah that you have, this tefillah as well. He says it's a Magen Avraham, Chayin Tzatzim Chayadam, Mistaber Kibosam. And I think it's logical to do it like that. Everything you do, really, you should ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it should be effective. Even though he says that, you know, maybe it was only this kandavka for Akaza, which Akaza has a potential danger in it. So we say that we ask that it should be the refuah as opposed to for the danger. In other words, the point over here was it should be for A and not B, right? So even if the Ojam is right that was only Niskan by Hakaza, because Hakaza had in it either being effective or being dangerous. So after you finish and the person has come out healthy, you say Baruch HaFeicholim. Right? So Mishabura says, even if we'll accept his point, Baruch HaFeicholim. After you finish, you say, Baruch HaFeicholim. So even if you're going to accept Abu Dram, I understand that's true by the Baruch HaChorna, Sherba Lashon Baruch. So getting involved in Baruches, so I understand they were the only Niskin specifically, that Abu Dram is arguing that was only Niskin specifically for Hakaza. Because Hakaza has it, you're letting out blood. You're definitely playing with the person. With Baruch Hashem, it came out healthy. But I don't see why you can't say the bakasha beforehand. There's no argument. Abudram's argument shouldn't be any compelling argument to say that you shouldn't say the bakasha beforehand. That you, whatever you're doing, you want it should be effective, and it should be a refuah.
Historical side point, and we think that's why George Washington died. He was a fan of Hakaza's dumb. And...
Okay, so you see that argument now.
He didn't say the tefillah.
Okay, so that's number one. There's interesting kinetic over here. There's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in the midst of tefillah. The Rambam learns that the pasuk who loved the b'chol avavchem, which you say in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, right, the first pasuk, Hayim Shema, right, Lavas Hashem Alkev Ulovdoi b'chol avavchem. So the Rambam understands that loved the b'chol avavchem is v'adishep alev is referring to tefillah. There's a mitzvah say the rice is to daven, and he understands that means the mitzvah the rice is to daven every day. That's how the Rambam understands that pasuk. The Ramban disagrees. I think I mentioned the Ramban to you when we were learning Siman Samach. The Ramban actually understands the pasuk in a totally different understanding. It's not referring to tefillah. It's referring to mitzvahs. That when you do a mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah with your full heart. So the Ramban learns there's a mitzvah say deraisa. Even if you have mitzvahs in shichas kavana, we had the mechalikas before in Siman Samach, whether mitzvahs shichas kavana or not. So that was a mechalikas whether a mitzvah which is done without intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Person did it for without intent to fulfill it. The person blew shofar because he loves the sound of the shofar. Right? He just enjoys tekiyas and shvarim and truas and tekiyas. So he wasn't blowing it for the shei mitzvah. There's a mechalikas more whether you answer or not. But Ramban says whatever you hold, but there's a mitzvah say deraisa to do it with kavana, the shei mitzvah. It means every time you do a mitzvah, really you're mekayim two mitzvahs. According to Ramban, every time you do a mitzvah with kavana, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah of doing it with kavana. So, but the Ramban says, so where is the mitzvah tefillah deraisa? The mitzvah tefillah deraisa is only in a situation of need. The pasuk in Bahalois, the pasuk says, "Balatzaris harereskem harereskem b'chatzutzrois." There's an union of calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to not just blowing trumpets, but calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam himself brings that as in Hilchos Tainius. The Rambam brings that pasuk as a makor that Chazal from a second Tainius. And they used to blow shofar on the tainus, etc. Because there's the inyan of b'shas sor, a time of need to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Rambam, a person davens every day. He's mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. According to the Ramban, the key of the daven every day is only the rabbanan. But everybody agrees. The Ramban for sure holds like that, and the Ramban says the mitzvah tefillah the rice is only in the scenario when there's a need. When you daven a tefillah like this, this is a tefillah deraisa. He wrote something you say before a person goes for a procedure. He has a time of need, and he's davening that it should be healthy and be safe. That's the mitzvah deraisa tefillah, according to Ramban and Pasha, according to Rambam also. So
the what? A time of need.
Right. So this would be mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. This bakasha over here. It's not just Mishnah Berurah is saying it. Any time a person would be taking any medication which taking for he has an illness, he wants it, that should be effective, should be healthy, because it means he has a medical need, he has a physical need that he needs to address. So that could be a tefillah deraisa. I once heard quoted Rabbi Zil Tauber, I heard on a tape from him. I remember who he quoted it from. He says that some people, he said, that their best business is done when they daven, and their best tefillahs are when they're doing business. When he sits by the negotiation table, he says, "Russia, please let him take this deal. That might be till the rice. Because you feel that you want that very much, so that's, and when you daven properly during the day, you have a tzlocha in your business. So your best business is when you're davening. Your best davening is when you're doing business. So that's okay. So it's a fascinating point over here. Your pasha is dealing with dinim deraisa over here. Mitzvah say deraisa b'shas, a person taking something for doing something which a medical need, and any other need also. So really, your daily tefillah could be according to Raman. If a person has a need which he's davening for, whatever it is, refuah, parnasa, whatever it is, and he can mekayem mitzvah deraisa three times a day. Every tefillah you do is for that need, so that would be three times a day, which would be more than the Rambam. Okay. Now, so you say afterwards, you say Baruch Rofei Chulim. So if you look in the Ber Hagoyle on the side, he points out Baruch Zu B'chol Pesha Baruch Sarach L'Hazke Bo Hashem HaMalchus. It's not Baruch Rofei Chulim, it's Baruch Hashem Rofei Chulim. And Pasha Baruch Hashem, right? This is Elokeinu Melech Olam Berfei Chulim. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah on that Tzarich Lomer Zayin, Tzarich Lomer B'Shem Malchus. Basically, you're sitting on the Tas. So you say it Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Berfei Chulim. Avlo Rishon Oregon came. Mishnah Berurah says the Prima Gadim says even though that's the halacha, I've never seen anybody do that. People just say Baruch Berfei Chulim, and that's all they say. Okay. Let's take a look at the Shara Tzion and test. It's a long Shara Tzion over here. Okay. Hinei Ram Mismag Nisker Baruch Atah Hashem Rafei Chulim. They have the Girsa Baruch Atah Hashem Rafei Chulim. They don't have Malchus. They just have Shem. Zog Mishabur B'Kasav Yisrael said, "Who didn't Yemer Malchus?" I mean, there's no reason why it should be Shem and not Malchus. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Bemis ein lo raya berurah lezeh. That's not clear. So his kibbutz poskim bereish perak of raya kiim linyan birchos ariya the shem bracha leim shemaskalus baruch lo kein zelani is night kiim akasha ba'alma. I baruch nimshak lihiratzun shemavakish kadam hakaza. This is like you find let's say in Tfilas Haderech, right? Tfilas Haderech, you start Yiratzon, the whole lashon we should go, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemayat Tefillah. He's going to bring that in a second. What happened to Baruch Atah Hashem? L'Kenem Elchalam Shemayat Tefillah. You need Shem Malchus in a bracha. So normally we have a bracha which is in Shemun Esrei or Brichas Kriyashma. So the first bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Elchalam. So you have Shem and your Malchus. So we have a general rule that every bracha must have Shem and Malchus. And then we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzir HaMarais. Fine, because you're ready. And then we have a katz of the brachos from Chol Chaverta. So Avraham Rabba starts. It's relying back on the Malchus, which is said at the beginning of Yetzir Or. Over here, there's nothing connected back. So Tois is asked the kasha. So yeah, there's a meaning to be masmik to a bracha beforehand, but the Tois says no. In general, things which are bekasha, because we're not mechayev Shem Malchus. Haraya Shemun Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avosenu. Never says Melech Olam. Teretz Shemun Esrei be Iker is Bakasha. Bakasha Chazal were Mechayev saying Malchus. Tosfos has a second teretz in Shmon Esrei that Elokei Avraham is called Malchus because Avraham was the person who brought Hashem's Malchus to the whole world. Okay, but Tosfos first teretz is that Bakashas Chazar not Machaya that it should be said to Hashem Malchus and therefore Tefillah Haderech Bracha to Hashem Shmei Tefillah. So we're also this Baruch Revichalim really is part of the Bakasha that you said beforehand. He wrote so that this Eishit should be this what we're doing over here should be successful. We split it up. We do the Makasha beforehand and the Chasima afterwards. But it's not so. There's that which the Beis Yosef says you need Malchus. That's not clear that that would be true. It could be with since it's part of Betzim. It's part of a Bakasha. Baruch Ato Hashem. Refei Chalim would be sufficient. Askira Poskim Bereish Perak Roikim B'Yim Berachas Ariyah. The Shem Bracha Leih Berachas Ariyah is a regular bracha. Shemaskel Tavor Kol Kain Zeh. Then he's like the Kima Kasha Bama. Beaker. This is a Bakasha. By Baruch Nimshach Lehi Rotsin Shemikush Kada Makasa. Do Mil Tfilas Aderech Shlomim Selechem In A Poskim Shiyis Baruch Shitzarach Lever Yachtim Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Elam Shemayat Tefila. Nobody says a Bakasha. There's no sheet that says by Tfilas Aderech that you say Malchus. Ela Baruch Ato Hashem Shemayat Tefila. Now, Vatena the Rami Rutenberg show you maski masmicho leza bracha. The Rami Rutenberg held that you had that Tfilas Aderech had to be said in conjunction with another bracha before. Ela Shara Pesukim Ma'ikil Member, but all of the Pesukim say that Tfilas Aderech does not need to be samach lechaverta. So where is the Melech Elam? So what do you force? He said Karchol Mishum the Tfilah Baham. Koshikos of Tosef Perak Arbi Pesukim Daf Kuf Dalad Ube Betzur Simen Kufiyon. That it's just a bakasha. By bakasha, you don't need malchus. So the same thing over here. So that's what I said. My vort that I'm saying is a kesef mishnah. Connect what he says in the Beis Yosef. It's the same person. Says takas apella that he should go against himself. What's your question, sir? There's no malchus, and he's saying that the same way in Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Tefillah at the end of Tfilas Aderech, there's no malchus. Even though, you're not, except according to Rami Rutenberg, all of the other Rishonim do not require that Tfilas Aderech should be a sum of a chaverta. And it's the same thing over here. Baruch Ato Hashem Rafei Chulim. Even if you say Hashem, like the Beis Yosef says, you don't have to say Melech Elam. Okay, no Melech Elam. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rebbe, hold the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Zayim, myself to finish off the rest of Mishnah Berurah. Misatish.
Thank you.
There's something over here. I see over here in the Mitzvah Dirshi, she talks about taking medication. She brings up it here. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's proper to say, it doesn't say it's a chiyuv. She says, Yash also is not a chiyuv to say it. And there wasn't the Kanas Chazal. Kanas Chazal was specifically by a cause which has elements of danger in it. But the pastor, the way the Sharpatian is arguing with her, I think it's stronger than just the Nacha, and he holds it's really a pro. It's definitely a, it's the part. It's bordering on a Chiyuv, at least.
What?
Okay. Saying a person taking medication, should he say this to feel it? Okay. Right, by Hakaza, there's a specific danger that we're dominating about. So that's maybe where Chazal Masak is specifically by something would be dangerous. So we could understand by, let's say, a dangerous surgery, which either can be successful or not. So this would be definitely be a chiyuv to say this. That's the same thing as Hakaza. Taking medication, you know, if it's a medication which potentially either could be dangerous or heal the person, and be the same thing. The average medication is either going to help you or it's not going to do anything. So it's not dangerous per se. So. Could be that it's not a key of government to say when you take such a medication. So a person sneezes and his friend says to him, Asusa, he should be healed. So the proper response is, Baruch Tiyah. and you should be blessed for doing that. And then he should daven that that which this person blessed him, that should be healthy. It should be so. So there's a medrash. The medrash says that once upon a time, people didn't become ill before they died. They just would sneeze, and then Hashem would come out, and that was the end of them. So the act of sneezing was a significantly dangerous act. I don't know means that the pshat, they never sneeze other than at the moment of death. But sneezing, so when we do that, so we simply daven and the person should be healthy. He shouldn't be in that situation. Okay. Sif Reish Laman Aleph is a long sif. The name of the Shem. Whatever you do, you should do it for the sake of heaven. It's a strong, strong Musar Simon. So I guess we'll count this as a Musar Simon. Imi Efshalo Lomad Beloshnas Shinas Sarayim Yishan. A person cannot continue his day without taking a nap. Right. Chazal discouraged taking a nap during the day, but if a person will find that he cannot go about with his duties to learn whatever he's supposed to do during the day without taking that nap, so he should take a nap. Number one, you don't have to repeat the kind of shama, the fact that you did during the day. Number two, before you do go to sleep, you should say at least what's called Shir Shapagoyim, the capital of Yeshua Beseser, as a protection against any danger. But that one should take a nap, but it should not be a long nap. A person should not sleep more than the time of Shita Nishmi. There are three opinions in Allah how long that is. The shortest opinion is 3 minutes. So that's not going to be necessarily very effective for most of us. There's an opinion which says a half an hour, and that's, I think, so that's the Iker opinion. Iker sheet is a half an hour. The person should try to limit his nap to less than a half an hour.
What's the longest opinion?
Okay. I don't remember the other sheet. I think it says like 3 hours or something like that. So
if somebody hardly got any sleep the night before.
He says, your goal is not because you enjoy going to sleep, but rather because you need to sleep is to be able to strengthen yourself to use the day properly, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. There's a maestro with the Blazer tells her that there was an individual in the yeshiva who apparently back in Europe, which he had a problem with sleeping too much. So Reza tells him, went over to him, and he said, Chazal say that sleep is 1/60th of death. He says, can you imagine how geshmak death is? That was his line to the individual. I can't tell the end of the story, but I would like to tell the end of the story that the fellow got the message that it's probably not such a good idea to be sleeping so much. Okay. That whatever a person uses in this world, his kavana should be to give him physical health, mental health, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. In every way that you go, you should be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamasecha yil Hashem Shemaim Mishnah Shafilu Dvarim Shavrishus. Even things which are not a chiyuv, they're left up to the individual to decide. You're going to chila, b'shtiya, b'alicha, b'yeshiva, b'kima, b'tashra, shavsicha, b'chol, tzorche, gufcha. All the actions that a person undertakes, yukulam, l'avodas, baracha, or l'gadabra, garmavos. It should be directly a mitzvah or something which is facilitating a mitzvah. Filo ha'yutzame v'roi, he was thirsty or hungry. Yimachal, b'shos, ala nosay, enam ha'shavach, if he does it, if he eats and drinks because he enjoys eating and drinking, that's not praiseworthy. So you eat and drink to be able to have the strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you could argue that a person who enjoys the food and puts him in a happy state of mind, And he does that in order to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, so that's also good, you know. But a person does it because Pashat, he enjoys the steak, and that's the whole goal. So, like, you know, what's that's what's the difference in you and the steak at that point in time. You're both functioning on an animal level. There's a maisa with the Balatanya. The Balatanya came to... It's Chassidish Maisa, so if you're into Chassidish Maisa, this Maisa is great. If you're not into Chassidish Maisa, you'll think it's strange. The story goes that he went collecting together with two other Rabbanim and came to this Gevir. The person was enjoying a very, very savory meal with a tremendous amount of different foods. And so he was...
Who is the Rebbe?
The Baal Tanya.
The Baal Tanya.
And he was coming to this individual, this Gevir, who was partaking of his meal with great gusto, in a gluttonous way. And, you know, Jew, Shomer Shabbos, you know, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And the Baal Tanya, like, wanted to leave. Like, and they weren't sure why he wanted to leave. So the story goes that he passed his hand in front of the eyes of the other two Rabbanim, and they saw a behemoth sitting there eating a behemoth. He passed his hand back again, and they saw it looked like a person again. So he said, I'm not really interested in taking stucco from a behemoth. And that was, so they left. Okay. Even as your mom is doing mitzvahs, you're sitting with the gedolim and the tzaddikim and learning Torah and etc. If your goal is about yourself, you want to get covered, or because you want to get be in the know, or because you know the things are fascinating, that's not the point. Also the shem shemayim. Now there is a Igli Tal, which says in his introduction that somebody says to him, you don't want Torah Lishma. He says, you enjoy your learning too much, so you don't want Torah Lishma. Real Torah Lishma is you don't enjoy the learning, you do it anyway. That's like that, the shame Shemayim. You do it because you like learning.
That's why we're here.
Tigli Tal said that's wrong. He says, Avada, the true Torah Lishma is the Torah where the person learns and he enjoys it. The point of Torah is that it should be. The person should find pleasure in it. And the Rishiva would always say, Regifter would always say this over, and he always would tell Tzu, a Rebbeinu Avraham Nahor, which is one of the Rishonim, and the Rebbeinu Avraham Nahor writes in the Sugya of in the Dorim, in the fourth Perek, that even though we have a Klal Mitzvah of Lahanas Nitnu, but Torah is Lahanas Nitnu. Learning the Limud of Torah is Lahanas Nitnu. What the Shiva did say is there's two different types of hanoah. There's a hanoah of I enjoy intellectual pursuits. So I enjoy a game of chess. I enjoy fascinating mathematical problems. And I enjoy difficult conundrums in Talmud. He says, that's not what we're talking about. He says, when the Moshe, he didn't use his Moshe, but the Moshe which I used to explain it, it says, a chosen sends a kala his a letter. So she gets a letter from her chosen. Right? So she enjoys reading the letter. And she can read it multiple times because it's a letter from her chassan. She doesn't know what it meant. She's very disturbed. She needs to know what it meant. What does my chassan want to tell me? Right? And she would read it and think about it and contemplate it and discuss with other people, try to figure out what he meant. But she enjoys reading the letter because it's the letter from her chassan. Because Baruch Hu's letter to us is the Torah. That's what it means. You have to have a no on Torah. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. The Russian is communicating with us. What can be more beautiful than that? If it's intellectual pursuits, then it's Talmud 101. It's the same thing as, you know, mathematics 101. That's not what he means. The Igli Tal. I mean, there's a hanoah of being oisik in the Dvar Hashem, and that's what he means. That's the lishmo element. I need to know it. The one that's meisim, because keep track of the time over here. There's a in the Vilna Goyen's Klois. The Vilna Goyen's Klois. So. He only allowed his group that he learned with. So obviously, any person who can't learn with the Vilna Goyen had to be in the Talmud Chacham, you know, of the greatest degree to start. Otherwise, it's a waste of your time. You know, I'm going to studying physics under Einstein. You know, like he's discussing, like, you know, the highest level. I never learned physics before. That's ridiculous. Obviously, but still, there was a bechina to get in. The bechina was Torah Lishma. If you learn Torah Lishma, you can get in. You can't learn Torah Lishma, you don't get in. So we have a masura that what was the bechina? The Goyen would tell the person, go into the room, and I want you to learn this, and keep learning it until I'm ready for you. What was this? The first pasuk in Divrei Yomim. First pasuk in Divrei Yomim is three words, Adam, Shesh, Enrish.
First three.
That's it. That's the first, that's the pasuk. Mm-hmm. So the person reads Adam Sheish Enosh, Adam Sheish Enosh, Adam Sheish Enosh, Adam Sheish Enosh. That's 10 seconds. The guy will leave him there for an hour to review that pasuk. So if it's part of the Russian talking to you, obviously he has a reason why I need to know this pasuk. I'm fascinated by it. I don't really grace and deep concepts. It's the Russian talking to me. Right, the Kala enjoys the letter from Rakosin because it's the letter from Rakosin. Like, you know, there's no fascinating insights. It's because it's the letter from Rakosin. So that's totally Shema. So then you can read the pasuk for 3 days straight. But if it's because the intellectual pursuit, you got out of your mind after half a minute. And that was the bechidah to get into the learning. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we learning?